Ya se reduce que tú
digas. Amen.
De cuando cuota el libro que lee y cuchigo en ambula. Gona viva que lee. Their minds are in darkness. Que me bailan donde va a casa, me tuga y por un mutuo. Que te lo cacho con la rama. Bueno, tú tocas con la lotu, no quieres un lotu. Y que te lo cacho vale leo chico. O sea, te lo tarata y tu casa acá en la tonda con un lotu. Their minds are in darkness and they are stubborn and ignorant. They miss out in life that comes from God.
Yeah.
Daru sangue dalata tico. Daru lotu tico. Dravu dravu tico.
Hallelujah.
Se ani balete ni dundu ni dravu dravu. No, no. Eru sini biwa kani na lotu bina gendu dravu. Balete gendu lotu tico wala na dravu dravu ene dhuwi kendu rumai.
Hallelujah.
Ene dhuwi kendu rumai.
Yeah.
Esini kandi na tico na dravu garmi kalu. Eru sini biwa kani na garmi kalu kendu dravu. Eru biwa kani na garmi kalu kina butu niyau. Sena Wombale.
Alleluia.
E na zalambe kadu kana butu na Wombale. Kembali ke mundu titei na Wombale no mititei. Ke mundu ngoli na kato tunga no mugoli ngoli.
Amen.
Ke bagao saka saka e na sabu tunga lingam. Kembali si e zalo tunga butu na. Kembali Wombale na kako tokena. Iku sana ne roli vivu ke vir no e kamu ke ira boleka e relenga bolaba. Ni Wombale tuna no mumbula.
Alleluia.
Ye na Wombale boe vive kani ke no lotu binaka. Ke ko lotu bagada. Ko soe no mata kanada beram beram ni ko pake dengu kanya tu na kena manra nyoda lala tu ngatanga arida ya na muna e floris kina na vivi tiko kina manilenda na dina umbala era kanya tu na kokorochi na kakora wata umbala dama na bulan dina ndur mumbula taka iko sini mumbula taka
amen
era irevi na katunga na nondaru kote bulu bulu bata kana kukote irevi na katunga na nondaru isulu nilotu ya esere ni biwa pakakina e ka kutisu kem do savakata kire na bulumbulu borumula bula.
Hallelujah.
And it's a challenge to us, yes, as a Christian.
Yeah.
You don't just go to church. You got a new Methodist, but you're not a Christian. You can be AOG or Pentecostal, but you're not a Christian. Yeah. Christian is coming out from living this kind of life.
Yeah.
Christian is Christ-like. Christian is, you are no longer living like a Gentile.
Hallelujah.
Na vosa vosa ra, na dhundu dhundu, se alo kata kata. Eroni ku dhundu, kachiru voltambu. Eroni ku dhundu. Eroni chukuta laki ni bihu suati. Mo kuwa ni dhundu ni kuwa sabali dhundu ni mataka. No mu dhundu ni kuwa kote ni mataka le kote ni madhongo. No mu dhundu maina makisauti osa kote mo lito ngango. Esa, sini dhundu kumina kata na kaluya. Kedaruna ni dhundu, ye ni mberi ni dhe nromuna singa, misaoti tali na dhundu. Amen. We can daru through the letter of Paul to the church.
Hallelujah.
Remember, this is the letter to the church in Ephesus. Nei vole Paul ke ni sugo lotu me Ephesus. Ke mndu lotu ke mndu ke lotu chiwango. Sa to toka tiku na boli lotu. Sa to toka tiku ni sine ni boli lotu. Sa to toka tiku na ser ni lotu. Sa to toka tiku ni sine ni boli lotu. Ye no mndu mbula. Ke mndu shambula sa tu ngabango bate kire na Gentiles.
Amen.
Totu basa tu ngaki ra sin lotu ke na mbula totu bata.
Yeah.
Go ko tiku na samendua. Ka ko ni muri na ni baka mbula tamata da. Ona ke ni karua. Se o tu na non la sala na i para balda. Era lotu tiko ke la ichi su tiko. I non na mbula baka tiku ra sa tu ngaku ra sa ber ni lotu.
Amen.
Sa tu na mbula mbula weekenda.
Kandina.
Ene si vina ni kwa. Done ulu tanga do bati ngo. Na lotu da ta na vinaka. Ke da lotu tiko. I ke da ro si ni vinaka ta ben da ulu. Set ta kana kondisa. You set ta kondisa. God set the provision.
Hallelujah.
You set. I set. Kera una setta kana kondisa. Kondisa dava. Me kera un bula velo mani. Me kera un do zagadaka. Me kera un do vino numi. Kera un setta kana kondisa.
Yeah.
He set the miracles.
And that condition can be done by anyone.
Anyone.
If you're a student, set the condition. Be obedient to your parents. The little thing that they trust you to do. Your heart on how you look after your siblings. Anybody. Can create that condition for God to be able to intervene and make it happen in your life. You know, as he was going through the Bible verses, I mean the reading, and then they say they no longer have any feelings about what is right.
Oh,
you know, like whatever, yeah. Like for the children, like what we've been highlighting, disobedient, the rebellious, the, you know, some of you are actually playing around with grunts. Some of you are into grunts or even addiction. Already, you know, you've become addicted, you can't leave it. So you're doing drugs, sex become normal for you, and smoke. So that lifestyle is like no longer an adult. It becomes you, a child, still going to school, but you're doing all these things. And those things are, you know, they are sins, and they, you know, it's just ungodly. And with all that, if you do that and you continue to be part of it, you cannot expect God to listen to prayer. You cannot expect God to do what only He can do. Or if your parents are sick or something happened or they go their separate ways and you're pleading with God for them to come together, you're pleading with God for them to be healed. No, He's not even looking your way. Yeah, He knows what is happening, but He cannot. Why? Because the condition that you've got, He's not able, you know, to perform His miracles in your life. We can then be with teeny couples, extramarital affairs, or an absent mom, absent dad. Most of the time, you're just away from home, hanging out with your friends. Some of you haven't even gone home because it's a long weekend. You've, you know, left home on Friday morning. You still haven't gone home. You're still hanging out with your friends. And those are godlessness. You expect, you want betterment of both worlds. You want your family there to be there because you know they will not go anywhere else, but they will be there. And you hang around with your friends, club crawling, drinking, all the money that you worked for to benefit and you know and help your family. But you're just living out there like an ungodly. So those are the things that, you know, the right becomes wrong.
Yeah.
You're no longer convicted that what you're doing is wrong. So even when your spouse at home, I look at you when you go back home, maybe now you listen and say, oh, okay, you know, they can say whatever they want to say. Maybe by Tuesday morning, when you're about to go back to work, then you quickly go home to go and change because you still have your clothes from Friday when you left. And when you come in, and they will be, you know, talking to you, oh, man, you know, like you didn't come in the weekend. We never have any food. And to you, it's like, you know, you look at them like it doesn't matter. And for how long will you continue to live that kind of life? And also the unforgiveness and the resentment that come within you. And you're cheating online on each other, hiding things from each other as couples. You no longer have a decent conversation. This, you know, you as a person, there's no integrity. You're not professional about anything else. You're not honest. You lust. Whatever you do, you do things out of lust. You have sex because of lust. You're going to take on drugs because of lust. And that's you as a person, as an individual. Listen to us today. If you're doing all that, those are all ungodliness. Those are all sins. It's just godless. And you're a thief. You're stealing not only from your office. Maybe you see things in your office that are paid by the company, but you're bringing them home to be used at home. Or things that you have access to. You know fully well that it's not yours, but yet you take it with that thinking, oh, it's okay. No, she wouldn't mind. She's my friend. He wouldn't mind. He's my friend. Or he's my cousin. No, God wouldn't care less whether it's your cousin, your friend, or whatever. Stealing is a stealing, and it's a thief. Makes you a thief. And you're a hater. You hate people for no reason. Just because they do well or do better than you, you hate them for no reason. And either you say it out in the Facebook on a fake Facebook account, or you keep it within you, and it eats you. And all those things, like if you're not careful with it, like it takes away the goodness of God in your life. And not only that, cut short your life. And pornography, for those of you entertaining pornography, watching pornography, and pornography has become the episodes of your movies or dramas that people follow. You follow pornography like it's, if you don't have it in a day or don't watch it in a day, you're going to die. You know, you're addicted to pornography, and that's you as an individual. If you're doing that, that's a sin. And it's godless, you know, like that's just ungodly. So you need to move away from there. And the things that you do with your life, like we're not trying to say that we want to boss your life. We're just sharing. The choice is yours. The day will come up beyond that when that happens to you before He comes, or the moments of your life where you're hit with an accident or reminder from God. He will not just take you out. He will do little things to remind you. Painful things. Not too painful, little pain. For you to feel and be reminded, okay, God is talking to me. Those are the reminders that He does. Don't wait until the very last one. It's fatal, and you don't even have the time to repent. So those are the things that are becoming right to you, that you're living your lives the way it is. In Proverbs 10:27, it says, the fear of the Lord, those who fear God, the fear of the Lord adds length to life. And then it says, but the years of the ungodly or the years of the wicked are cut short. Hallelujah. You can't get away with it. As long as you're in a world created by God, in the universe created by God, as long as you are in that place, in that season, in that space, no that he has the final say.
Yeah.
Which means your wicked ways and your ungodly ways can cut short your life. Accidents, it can be anything. It can be sickness that you never thought you were going to have. Yeah. Cancer, kidney problem, kidney failure. It will be something to completely take you out and wipe you out. Because it says in the word of God.
According to his word.
So whatever that you're doing now, if you know that you have walked away from God, you are in those moments of sliding, backsliding, you're sliding back. You're sliding back from your normal position you were in. Your normal position, you were serving God, praying to God, fasting to God, reading the word of God. And then you're sliding back. So you've backslidden. Don't stay there for too long. Don't stay there until you wouldn't even have breath to come back. So don't stay there for too long. Because the fear of the Lord adds length to life, but the years of the ungodly and the wicked, their lives are cut short. Amen.
Amen.
And the Bible verse that I have shared earlier, the Isaiah 59:1-2, surely the arm of the Lord, you know, it's not too short to reach you, nor his ear too dull to hear. So all these things that we are doing and entertaining, they are actually blockage or taking away your answers to your prayers. So why don't you take today, because when you partake the Holy Communion, allow this Holy Communion to be the convicting time for you, for you to realize that you're coming clean before God, you know, for God to be able to work miracles in your life. And it's coming towards the end of the year. I try this year to be different from all other years. Every year that everybody end up drinking, end up partying, end up orgy, or end up in other things, or end up, lasetuba and all those kind of things that is normal, try to make it abnormal this year. Make it abnormal. It won't. You don't wait until December. You start working on it today. Start asking God's blood to cover you, to save you, to deliver you, to sustain you. And for those of you that are in school, ask God to give you the intelligence, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. He's the giver and the taker. And he's right there. You know, the closer you wear, it's too far out from you. So close to see in your heart, he hears you. Even when you don't speak it out, he can read your mind. He knows you because he creates you. And according to the truth of his words in Numbers 23:19, that is not a man to lie, nor son of man to change his mind. Whatever that he promised, he will and he shall fulfill. And also we'll end with that. Verse 20, it says, I have received the command to bless you, that I cannot reverse it. Do you know when God has received the command, or when he's given the command for you to be blessed, do you know that he cannot reverse that? That can only happen in your life when you qualify for that command. And by qualifying for that command is the condition that you have created that had made God give that command. And that command matches Jeremiah 29:11. I, your God, I alone know the plans I have for you, to prosper you, never to harm you, and to bring about the future that you hope for. So on that note, I would like to invite all of us. You may be there as your zone, or whoever joining us from their homes, for us to have our Holy Communion. And this Holy Communion, I'll ask God to lead us. Take this Holy Communion. It's a Holy Communion of conviction, a Holy Communion of making amends, a Holy Communion of living right, a Holy Communion of asking God to give you the strength to be able to stop lying, stop stealing, whatever that you're doing. You know, we don't know, but the Holy Spirit is speaking to you today. The screaming, the shouting, the swears, the ungodly things that you do, nobody knows. We don't know, but you know, and God knows. Ask God today to help you. And for those of you that are sitting for your exam, hang on and trust God today, not in your ability and not in your own understanding, but in the strength of the living God.
Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for today, a beautiful day.
Yeah.
That we can come together and have a Holy Communion. Holy Communion is something that we come before the Lord, confessing our sin.
Yeah.
And try to live right with God.
Amen.
There's the Bible verses that have been shared today, from verse 17 right up to 32. It's a big challenge for us.
Yeah.
Because he's writing to the church. He's not writing to the people not in church. He's writing to the people in the church. That means all this living from verse 17, it was done by the church people.
Amen.
That means if you are watching on the big screen, if you are watching on your small mobile, I believe that we can come together and have communion together at this wonderful, wonderful Sunday. Father God, we pray over the bread.
Amen.
We pray over the wine.
Yes.
According to your word, that whenever we partake the bread and the wine, we must always remember you.
Amen.
Remember your flesh.
Yes, Lord.
And remember the blood. The flesh is our strength,
amen,
and our healing. And the blood is the new covenant, the promise, washing away of all our sins. Because we were not bought by the perishable things,
amen,
of this world. Your word says we are bought by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. So we thank you this morning as we come before you,
amen,
about to partake the Holy Communion. Bless the bread, bless the wine. And we thank you, Father God, for this beautiful the time, environment, atmosphere that we are in. And thank you, Father God, for washing away all our sins and setting out a new desire, a new surface, a new place that we walk into that command the blessings that you already promised.
Amen.
Bless the bread and bless the wine. In your name, Jesus, we pray.
Amen. Amen.
So let us partake together. The Bible says, when they finish with the bread, pour out the wine and say, that's my blood.
Amen.
It's a new covenant. So, Lord, bless the wine this morning.
Yes, Father.
Let us partake together. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come before you today. Thank you for the Holy Communion.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father God, for the motive and the intention that you've done it from the first day right up to today. Thank you, Father God, the healing into our body.
Yes, Father.
From the crown of our head to the sole of our feet.
Yes, Jesus.
The healing of the flesh, the healing of the bone.
Amen.
The healing of the bone marrow. The healing of our organs.
Yes, Father.
The healing of our entire body that will happen,
amen,
according to your word today. And we thank you for the wine. Thank you, Father God, for cleansing our spirit today.
Yes, Father.
Because of the power of the blood
that we
have. That the devil will never come near us because of the power of
your
blood.
Jesus.
We are accepted because of your blood. Because of your blood, we become the head, never the tail.
Amen.
We become your children because we believe in you. And the blood of Jesus, the blood of the Lamb, seal and cover our life. So we are no longer a sinful person, even though we fall short of your glory. But because of your blood, we are made righteous in your eyes.
Amen.
And we are thankful. We are so thankful this morning that those that are standing before you, those that are at home, those
amen,
in your worship center, those in their zone combined,
yes,
we are thankful, Lord,
yes,
that we
Father
are standing here, accepted, become your children. Because of the blood, we are accepted into the kingdom. And we thank you for this morning. We give you the glory and the honor and the praises to be yours and yours alone. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah. There are some prayers,
yes,
that we have to pray.
Yep.
Yeah. I pray for those that are going through hard times in their spiritual walk, and also maybe their relationship, and also maybe their financial situation.
Amen.
Let us come before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray over our families that they are going through rough time at the moment.
Father.
The financial situation, financial demand.
Amen.
And those that are struggling with their house, their mortgage, their car.
Yes,
they
Father
are struggling with their relationship as husband and wife. Or maybe the parents and their children.
Amen.
I pray in the mighty name of Jesus today.
Jesus' name.
We commit this time to you, O Lord.
Yes,
we
Lord
thank you, Father God, for this life that
hallelujah
they are going through, and they are trusting in you, they are coming before you.
Amen.
And we believe right now, right here, because the faith that they have in you, that will bring healing into their
in
body,
Jesus' name,
bring healing into their family, bring healing into their relationship.
Yes, Lord.
I bind every spirit that is not of you, every individual that they are going through somehow demonic activities or demonic attack, I bind right now every spiritual attack and cast it to the lake of fire.
Oh, hallelujah.
That's where they really belong. And we thank you, Father God, for this morning. Thank you, Father God, for the open doors, the opportunity, their financial situation,
amen,
the promotion that will come their way.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God, the release and the forgiveness that
yes,
will come
Lord
between relationship, the husband and their wife, or maybe the parents and their children.
Amen.
There will be a release in the spiritual, and there will be a release in the physical. We thank you for the God, for the good relationship, the good, the love, the unity that comes together. Because of this unity will command the blessing of the Lord. We thank you, Father God, for today. We continue to commit those that are watching, those that will watch later, those that are touching the screen, those that are in hospital, those that are in the sick bed at home. They are depending on this program, and they are trusting in you, listening to the word of God, listening to the word of encouragement, the word that will turn their life around, that will walk away from their sinful life, the lustful life of this life. And they will turn to you and you alone. Thank you, Father God, for your word that's shared today. Because your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord Jesus.
Our
prayers tonight or this morning. We commit to Lord, just according to the word of God that has been shared today. We commit the lives of the many that are tuning in, oh Lord, and they're finding it very hard to live and to move away from the ungodly things or ungodly actions that they're in. Some are addicted, oh Father, they don't know what to do. But we believe that you are the creator. You will give them the strength. The strength of Father, because there is power in your blood. As we partake this Holy Communion, Father, you tell us, as we do so, to remember your blood and also to remember your flesh. We are remembering your blood, that you will help those that are struggling to walk away, Father, from the lust of their flesh, to walk away, oh Father, from the drug addiction, smoking, oh Lord, and sex. Father, we pray, we commit their lives. Pornography, Lord, we renounce every element, every demonic attack, oh Father, in their lives. Close every doorway, oh Lord, and cover it, oh Father, with your precious blood, that you're going to help them, oh Father, to be strong, to rise above, and to be able, oh Father, to be saved, oh Father, by your grace. And we thank you, Lord, because you are, oh, the most faithful God. Lord, and we commit also families and couples out there, Lord, for whoever, the woman or the man that is having extramarital affairs, or even for couples that both of them are actually doing, you know, committed or, you know, involved in extramarital affairs, and they're just staying together for the sake of staying together because of their children. Lord, I bind to those spirits and I cast it out into the lake of fire. And I receive, oh Father, the revelation knowledge of your word, the power of your blood, oh Father. Lord, just to anoint, oh Lord, each and every couple in each and every home. Lord, just remember the children and remember their family, Father. Because when they once met, oh Lord, you ordained it, oh Father. You brought it to pass, oh Lord. You will never walk past these families. You will restore this family. Lord Jesus, we pray. We call the dads to go back to their home and return to their family. We call moms that have left their home to return to their children and return to their husband. We receive, oh Father, restoration to families, oh Lord, because we believe we serve a living God. And by the power and the authority of your blood, you will, oh Father, and you can. And we believe that you are able, oh Father. Increase the faith of their prayer, Lord, for those who are praying for the returnees of their family, the restoration of their home, that you're going to help them, that you're going to guide them, and that you're going to lead them, oh Father, and give them peace, because you are the creator of heaven and earth. Lord, we come before you, Father, and we also remember, Lord Jesus, the children that are sitting for the exam, and most of them, oh Father, they're finishing their paper for year 13, and also for year 12, oh Lord, for this week, and not forgetting those that are sitting for their annual exam. We pray that you're going to give them the understanding, the knowledge, the wisdom that is required for them to do so. Seal and cover them with the precious blood of the Lamb, cover their desk and their chairs with the blood, and be the pillar of fire, pillar of cloud, and Lord Jesus, we receive your Holy Spirit to guide, to lead. Father, impart answers into their mind and transfer those things, oh Father, into their hand and give them the strength as they write and give them the confidence and the boldness for them to be confident in you and for them to be bold to say that you are their God. Father, surround them with your glory and lead them through for the days of the exam and allow them to trust in you completely, oh Lord. Father, we thank you for today. We are just so grateful. I thank you for all the families out there. Thank you for those in prisons that are actually tuning in. Thank you, Jesus. For those who were sick or not, either in hospital beds or from home, and they are also tuning in. And thank you for those that are standing before you, seeking your face for their future, seeking your face, oh Father, for the goodness of their home. We come in agreement, believing that you are our God. We pray these prayers, oh Father, and we totally receive and we decree them done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Just lift up your right hand and return the glory and honor to the Lord and Lord alone.
2, 3.
Holy Spirit, we thank you in Jesus' name. Jesus is Lord. To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen. From Lot 3, we say, God bless you. Have a wonderful Sunday in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
He's more than the president, he's more than the prime minister, he's more than the Ratu, he's more than the Mulu. He's the king of a nation.
You will see through, increase their faith and sharpen their wisdom, because you are the author and the finisher of our faith.
God of our nation.
Every Sundays at 10:30 a.m. Live on my TV.
Us Samoans, we grew up together and brought up in a religious community.
It's very important for young people to get that passion to know who they are.
The views and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the original authors and their contributors. These views and opinions do not in any way represent those of MyTV, MyTV staff, and or any contributors to MyTV.
And the beauty about God is that we have His Holy Spirit. We have His Holy Spirit. We have His Spirit to exalt Jesus and Jesus alone. Who else? Who else in heaven and on earth? Only Jesus. All of us who are tuning in, viewing.